Pope Francis? Is he ushering in a new world order? Many people say that he is. Many people are saying that he's going to be trying to create a one world government with him as the head. And so this one world system, which the Bible prophesies as the evil and wicked system of the world, is being brought about by the Pope himself. And in fact, some people even say that countries have already signed off on this and they're going to unify under one head, who is the Pope. And even people will say different religions are all coming together under the Pope. And even recently, the Pope met with a Muslim, in fact, Muslim leaders, and signed off on joint declarations to start this one world unification in this evil order. But in this video, we are going to see that absolutely all of that is the farthest thing from the truth, and there is not a bit of truth in any of these conspiracy theories. And yes, they are conspiracy theories. That's exactly what they are. They're not true, and we are going to prove that right after this. Welcome to the Catholic Truth Podcast, where we teach and preach the truth of the Catholic faith without compromise and without apology. We want to give you high energy and non-boring Catholicism, where anyone at any time can come to know exactly what the Catholic Church teaches and why. We do apologetics, spirituality, other religions, our culture, and more. Most of all, we want to inspire you, inform you, and help you to know, love, and live your Catholic faith with purpose and passion. We are Catholic Truth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Catholic Truth, where anyone at any time from any religion can come here to know exactly what the Catholic Church teaches and why, to get the truth about things. Even though there are many, many claims that the Pope is taking over the world, and we see in our comment section in YouTube all the time that the Pope is creating a world order and all these religions, Protestants and Mormons, and everyone is going to be under him, and he's going to be the supreme head, as it says in the Bible, and then Jesus is going to destroy that wicked system, that false one world order or new world order. But of course, all of this is false. In fact, this has started long before Pope Francis. If you just Google Pope One World Order, the majority of what comes up is Pope John Paul II. And he was bringing in a one world order like 30, 40 years ago. But even before him, rumors were starting with Pope Pius XII. As you can see here, this is New York Times talking about the Pope backing a world order plan of some sinister sort. And this comes from 1951. It was starting back then. Of course, nothing happened. There was no one world order or anything of the sort. And fast forward to Pope John Paul II. Whole books have been written trying to associate the Pope with some sort of a world order or world domination of some sort. But the reality is, even though there are many, many, many claims about Pope John Paul II, he was supposed to usher in a new world order. And yet here we are today, decades, many decades later, still nothing, because these are just conspiracy theories. And what we find is that most people take what the Pope actually says with their conspiracy theories and they blend them together on their websites. And we've read several of these websites where people take their own words. Let me give you an example of this. The Pope said of the new world order he wanted would be able to provide solutions to the problems of today, yada, yada, yada. Before the quote actually starts, the author of this article says that the Pope wanted his one world order, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes on to actually quote what the Pope said. Now notice, the Pope said nothing in this entire speech about a one world government, a one world order, a new world order, or one world religion, or anything like that. They literally took their own conspiracy theories, put it in their own language, and then tried to take the Pope's writings of what they thought he was saying and apply it to him and some sort of new world order. But as you can see from this quote, it says nothing of the sort. There is nothing in any of the Pope's writings that say this. And likewise, it's the same thing with Pope Francis today. Conspiracy theorists and Catholic haters are all over the internet, and they're talking about how he's the Antichrist and bringing in the final days where Christ is going to destroy all false religion, which is going to be headed by the Pope and the Catholic Church, and he's joining all religions together, blah, 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 blah. But like the other two popes, this is just not true, and there's no evidence of it. So many people are guilty before God of lies and slander. They're taking things that aren't true, and they're creating whole conspiracy theories off of these, as we're going to see. I mean, are we really supposed to believe that the Pope is going to be the ruler of this one world system where all religions are just going to follow him? I mean, imagine this. Protestants, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Muslims, they just drop everything and start following the Pope like a bunch of zombies, you know? It's like, yeah, okay, I could see that happening. That's plausible. Not. Why? I can't even, I mean, think about the Protestant religions. They're not just going to drop everything and say, oh yeah, let's just follow the Pope. He has a better, brighter future for tomorrow. Everyone, come on. Yay. Woo. No, of course that's not going to happen. Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't even think he's true. So why would they just drop everything and follow him? It's silly. It's nonsense. But in all seriousness, you know, we can tackle some of the better claims of these. Most of what people are talking about and chattering online and, you know, in their conspiracy theory forums is from a speech that Pope Francis gave where he mentioned the words, supposedly, New World Order. And the problem is, well, there's two problems. First, we know that Pope Francis is often misquoted, very often misquoted, especially in public interviews when he's in Italian and then they translate it to English. We know that this has had horrific problems in the past. Number two, many people can't get what he actually said correct when they're journaling, you know, and writing down what he says. They're giving their own paraphrases, they're giving their own thoughts, and a lot of times he's just not quoted accurately. And this is the same here. The interview given by the Pope says nothing about a one world system. It says nothing about a one world order. It says nothing about revamping governments or economic crises or anything else like that. The phrase from the Italian to English was translated by somebody, New World Order, but did it actually say that in Italian? That would be the first thing. The answer is no. If you read the speech of this, and I encourage you to read the speech, it says nothing about a one world order. Even the context of the entire speech is nothing about making this one world government where we take over everything and everyone is subject to the Vatican and we're going to just help everybody and we're going to rule everything and take over the world. Not anything like that. It's a normal speech where the Pope is just talking about helping making the world a better place and hoping that countries will come together and work together to overcome poverty and to overcome injustices in the world. Even Reuters and their fact-checking agency agrees with the Catholic Church. And Reuters is extremely liberal and no friend of the Catholic Church. And they have studied this extensively and watched two different videos on this and the clips of it and the translations of it. And they concluded absolutely that what is going around on social media is 100% false. Here's one quote that they had on their site. One man said, "We would like to hear the rest of this babbling. He is admitting to a one world religion. Sounds the same to me as the New World Order," unquote. So this man says, "It sounds to me like the New World Order." Okay, it sounds to you. And then he probably goes off back home and types to all his little buddies online and, you know, his platform and says, "Hey, Pope is bringing a new world order, Antichrist prophecy fulfilled," puts up a website, puts up a page, sends it off to everybody. And the reality is it's not even true. They take these little bits and they turn them into conspiracy theories of what they already believe. And they just are looking for proof, even if it's not proof. And then they spread lies and slander that they're going to have to answer for before God. The truth is, Reuters said they compared the two different versions of the video, the actual video, which had a good translation from the Italian, and then the video, which was viral around YouTube and online social media, and people were talking about it online. He said that one is not accurate. And he said, in fact, Reuters said that that translation of the Italian in with the English subtitles on the screen is so inaccurate that there were so many things added to the video that weren't actually in the text, talking about the coming doom and destruction, talking about receiving the mark of the beast. And they actually had these things on the screen, even though there's no mention of them in the speech. There's no mention of them in the text anywhere. So you have all of these people generating this false translation, this false conspiracy theory based on what people, I guess, want to be true. I mean, how can people just make these things up? But it happens all the time. We see it all the time. People just, some people are mentally ill. Some people believe stuff and will believe anything, and don't fall for it yourself. The fact is that even Reuters said that these things are not in there and they are not true. And they concluded that what the Pope said in the original translation was accurate, but there's nothing about a new world order in what he was saying. They said if you read the actual translation and speech, it has nothing to do with a new world order, only Christian unity and justice in the world. Just like Pope John Paul II, we find people putting words in the Pope's mouth and in his speeches and in his writings and concocting whole conspiracies out of things that he did not say. Check this one out. As you'll see here, it says in the latest encyclical, Fratelli Tutti, Pope Francis speaks about blah, blah, blah. And then I highlighted this part down here where it says, a single global authority, he wrote, ought at least to promote more effective world organizations equipped with the power to provide the global common good and the elimination of hunger and poverty and the sure defense of fundamental human rights. So like John Paul II, you'll notice that they put their own writings in there, a single global authority. They put that in there. The Pope didn't put that in there. He didn't even mention that. He did not mention a single global authority. They did, because that's what they want to believe to begin with. That's what they think he's doing somehow, some way. And so they talk about him starting a global authority, but he never mentioned that. They put words in his mouth and then go on to quote him to give it more legitimacy when he never said that to begin with. And if you look at what he did say, he talks about effective organizations, meaning world countries equipping people with the power to provide for themselves and the common good, elimination of hunger, poverty, defense, those things. He's asking the world to come together and to work harder to make the world a better place, more just, more moral, to root out economic poverty, to root out corruption, and to do better at providing for the needs of the people, even eliminating people's debt in some cases if they're too poor, to make people's lives better all around. That's what he was calling for, not a one world order. Some people were concerned about his letter where he was talking about the World Bank Group, and he wrote to them and they were concerned that he was going to take over the whole economic system with a system that's more green. And people have read into this saying that he's going to destroy the whole economic system. He's going to recreate one that's all under one currency and the Pope's going to be at the head of it, blah, blah, blah. And of course, this is not true either. Even in this letter, in no part of the letter does he call for a one world global organization or currency or banking or anything else. There's nothing even remotely like that. Rather, his thrust is to encourage nations socially, politically, and economically to do better, to rise up, to be more moral, and to help the people of the world. I mean, these themes are the same throughout all of his letters and speeches and such, but nothing about a one world order. Many people may have misunderstood the Pope's letter on Zimbabwe, where the Pope asks the Vatican diplomacy to aid and advocate for the international community, even on a global level. They want to give feedback. They want to give ways that they can raise morality and help the world to be a better place. Now, there's nothing about taking over. There's nothing about being in charge, but it actually talks about the nations coming together and working together to make the world a better place. Nothing about a one world order, nothing about global government, nothing about the Pope being in charge of everything. It's all hearsay. She said, he said, nobody said, because it's not true. Even the Vatican News came out and said specifically that the Pope, in this context of this letter, was calling for the world to act more justly, economically, and otherwise. Nothing about a one world order. And this goes for the one world religion as well. There's absolutely no proof anywhere that the Pope is starting a one world religion. This is conspiracy theory to the highest. And there's no proof anywhere that all the nations have signed off on this and he's already starting to become the head and they're all joining him and the Armageddon's coming in soon because the Antichrist has come, and all false. And what about the Pope meeting with the Muslims and talking about this one world order and creating this one world unity? And it just didn't happen. If you read the joint declaration between the Muslims and the Catholics, you will see that it's just a plea for peace and all the religions in the world coming together to overcome violence, to work toward a better world, to make the world more just, and to make it a better place to live for all. So all trying to do a better job from their own end, not all coming together under one government with the Pope as the head who's going to lead them all and boss them around and tell them what to do. It's nonsense. It's been nonsense from the beginning. There's no proof from Pope Pius the 12th in 1951 in the New York Times terrible article on it, all the way down to today. I mean, if you read these websites online, they're hokey. You can tell people are conspiracy just by the way they're written, everything in capital letters or big bright letters or, you know, moving alien ships or, you know, there's no credibility to most of these things, or even the small credibility that might seem to be there with his letter to Zimbabwe, which might seem to say certain things. We know that it's not actually said, because if you read the whole letter in context, you see what he's saying, and it's confirmed by other sources as well. So really, the whole plea of the one world order, new world order, one world organization, one world religion, however you say it, whatever people believe, it's all pure fiction. It's from people's imaginations. There's no actual fact that this is happening. There's no document that's been signed, even though people say there is, you know, where all the countries have come together and signed it, or all religions are signed. Where is it? Show me the document. Give me the proof. Show it to me, because it's not there and it didn't happen. And Pope Francis is not the head of a new world order. He's not ushering in a new one world religion. It's just all false. So stop spreading lies. Stop spreading conspiracy theories. Stop spreading things that are not true. If you believe in God and you believe God is truth, then it is your duty to make sure that you have the facts. It is your duty to make sure you're speaking truth. And it is your duty to try to follow God the best you can and not just be so quick to tear down another religion just because you don't like it and you have a pre-bias that this church is wrong. And this is proof that they're wrong and this is what they must be doing. And that's not intellectual. It's actually intellectually dishonest. And we need to stop that. This is just anti-Catholicism at its best, and it's a very old book.